Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll be featuring all solo Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Kim Weston, Eddie Kendricks, Stevie Wonder, Edwin Starr, Mary Wells, Jimmy Ruffin, and his brother David Ruffin, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature solo Motown artists.
Tom Fallon.
Please let me feel rock me a little while. Hold me, darling, rock me a little while.
Listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
On a natural high.
Eddie Kendricks with Boogie Down, and they reached number 2 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1974. Before that, Kim Weston and Take Me in Your Arms rocked me a little while. The Doobie Brothers had a much bigger hit with that song, but Kim's version of the song reached number 50 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1965. And we started with Marvin Gaye's number 1 smash hit from 1977, Got to Give It Up Part 1, and that song was recorded live in the London Palladium. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, a great song that was never released as a 45 in the United States from Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? Well, Isn't She Lovely was taken from Stevie Wonder's 1976 album entitled Songs in the Key of Life, and in it, it celebrates the birth of his daughter, Alicia. Interestingly enough, the song was very popular in the United States and it received much radio airplay, but it didn't chart because Stevie Wonder would not allow it to be released as a 45, despite being asked to do so by Motown. The song did make the Billboard Adult Contemporary charts as an album cut, entering the top 40 on January 8, 1977, staying there for 5 weeks and peaking at number 23. With the album version of the song, which you'll hear, clocked in at 6 minutes and 34 seconds, but the radio stations had a radio edit version of the song that ran 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and it cut out the baby crying sounds. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely, right here on Motown. Star with 25 Miles, and there he's number 6 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1969, and we started with Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? It reached number 23 in the Adult Contemporary Charts from 1977. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, Mary Wells and Two Lovers right here on Motown Memories.
Well, I've got two lovers, and I ain't ashamed.
Are you?
They pay.
David Ruffin with My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me. They reached number 7 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1969, and that was his first top 40 hit. He was before that the co-lead singer of The Temptations from 1963 to 1968, and before that David Ruffin's older brother Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. They reached number 7 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1966, and that was Jimmy's first top 40 song also. And we started with Mary Wells and Two Lovers, number 7 from 1962. This half hour, we featured all solo Motown artists. We'll come up after the break, more solo Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.